someone else is asking, will you buy Chinese Democracy, which is the new Guns N' Roses album? I guess it's coming out soon.
I'd probably be one of the first people to actually go out and physically buy it.
But you're still really supportive. Even
I buy anybody I like, I would go and actually go buy the record as opposed to having a record company or something send me a copy. You know? It's kind of
Do you feel like a weird feeling like, God, that was my band? Or,
it's a lot of years of having done it, and then a lot of stuff in between that I was doing on the outskirts of it. So I think that's what helped even me out, was around the time that I wasn't having fun doing it, I've been doing so much other stuff in between, that when I finally did leave, I had so much stuff to do. So it's like, I'm glad I left while it was more or less still cool. I don't know where it's going now, but at least I don't have to deal with that whole change of like this and that and the other, which I have yet to see, so I don't know exactly what that's like. But at least I have my own band, and I'm happy with that.
So, well, that's cool. That's great that you're still supportive and will go out and...
Yeah, I mean, I know that the big thing is to pit everybody against each other, but I don't think anybody's like that. Actually, for real, you know?
Now, do you think it'll be the other way around and they'll come out and buy Snake Pit Records?
Probably not. No, I mean, Death might, but, you know, I mean, it's like... what everybody does in their own different projects, it's almost like your personal life. I mean, nobody really wants to go there. But, I mean, the whole Guns N' Roses thing is like, when Axl... I've heard Duff's records, I've heard Izzy's records, I've heard, you know, everything that everybody else has done, but for the most part, Axl. So I'm just really sort of, it's a mystery, you know, I want to see what that's all about.